Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and Marnie Werner joins me.
Good morning.
Good morning. Today, we want to talk about community-supported agriculture.
Right. It's not exactly the newest thing in agriculture, but it's relatively new, and it's really growing fast in its popularity. It's basically where one small farmer or a group of small farmers get together and they'll sell shares to people who want to have a part of their harvest. Basically, it's run by small farmers, you know, people who don't want to have thousands and thousands of acres. They want to grow a number of different crops, lots of vegetables and fruits and things like that. And they will just get into the community supported agriculture, the CSA organization. They'll start advertising out there that we have this food that we're raising and we want to sell shares, and you can buy shares. They're usually $200, $300, $400, and every week the shareholder gets a bushel or two of produce. And, you know, when lettuce is in, it'll be lettuce. When eggplants are in, it'll be eggplants. Squash, you know, and you don't really have any control over what you're getting, but you get your produce. And a lot of the attraction is a lot of these farmers are organic. The whole locally grown food movement right now, the local VOR movement, is really
so
huge.
Farmers markets, same kind of thing.
Yeah, people really want to know where their food is coming from right now. I think a lot of it is stemming from the food crises that we've had in the last few years with the tainted spinach and the tainted jalapeno peppers and people getting sick from this and from that. And people are starting to get, not starting to, they're getting leery of food that is coming from places where they don't know where it's coming from and, you know, and what's happening to it. And I think doing CSAs makes them feel like they have a certain amount of control over where their food is coming from.
Of course, I don't know if you checked lately, but we live in Minnesota
where
the growing season is kind of short and where certain kinds of crops just don't grow well here.
Right.
So, I mean, you're still going to be beholden to other parts of the world for certain kinds
of
foods.
You are in the winter, but at least during the summer, you know, you have that little grace period where you get your fresh stuff. Some farms will even, you know, if they have chickens and cows, they will do CSAs with eggs and milk.
Sure.
You know, it's hard to tell who's actually doing this and how big this is. You can see the growth in when the data from the latest Census of Agriculture came out last spring. It showed that the number of farms were shrinking in all size areas except in the small farm area, and which was rather unexpected. And so there's thinking that maybe this is all part of it, you know, and this is really a way that makes it financially possible to run a small farm.
Well, thank you for that update on these community-supported farms.
You're welcome.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio,
a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and my guest has been Marnie Werner.
And we'll catch you next week.